Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker. Earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. I gave you a bit of a reminder early in the show. But now the real reminder that temperature control is one of the most valuable resources one could have. If you agree with that sentiment, then DFH Company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you ask about the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one they used at the 93.9 Studios for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222, or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
Also, ESPN Louisville is your exclusive home here in Louisville for the NBA Finals. Thursday, Game 6, Warriors versus Celtics, 8 p.m. on all stations and the ESPN Louisville app.
Normally, here's a time where Steve jumps in with a food delivery conversation or prediction. I am under the impression that we, as a station, going to strike out today.
Don't think it's happening today.
It's going to be disappointing, but if we get a surprise, it'll be like the Monty Bates.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. Speaking of food, Montrezl Harrell.
Yeah, Trez.
They see me rolling.
Yeah.
They hating, patrolling. Caught him riding dirty.
Yeah.
Caught him riding dirty.
Did somebody say in Richmond?
Guess what? I won't even call him out because we've already gave him a little hard time today. Somebody said, hey, Montrez, do yourself a favor and try not to get pulled over. It's easy for you to say.
Oh, man.
Listen, did you see what he got pulled over for?
Yeah, what was it? Following too close.
Yeah, I saw that. It was like, come on.
I don't want everybody staring at me. No, I don't. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that, Nikki. Don't do that. He got pulled over in Richmond for following too closely.
DWB.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
He's a big man.
D-I-R. Driving in Richmond. Montrezl Harrell got pulled over for following too closely in Richmond.
How much weed did he have?
3 pounds of weed. No. Some other times that would be appropriate on this one, but 3 pounds. I heard the guys talking about it earlier, right? They were talking about the poundage and they were trying to break it down. I mean, has anybody like seen a sweater when it's shrink wrapped? Like, I don't know if y'all familiar. I'm being a military brat, there's something called MREs. MREs are like dehydrated food. So
I love those things.
A big meal can be shrink wrapped into a tiny.
Just add water.
Montrez had 3 pounds of vacuum sealed weed. Do you know how small? I may or may not have seen a lot of weed brick packed. May or may not have. Hypothetically, right? May or may not have. But when I heard, I'm like, Montrez saved himself a trip. I heard the guys this morning talking about how long would it take you to smoke 3 pounds? And I'm just like, if you got one friend who's a good smoker, a trip out of town, it's gone. And just another little thing to add, y'all. The delegation don't usually smoke bowls. The crack epidemic stopped the delegation from doing bowls.
Yeah, it's a white person thing.
Yeah, listen.
Allegedly.
Plenty of delegation do, like, ever since Wiz Khalifa came out with the extra, you know, cool kits and stuff like that. But just the crack era left a scar on the delegation that you just squeamish about. Pipes, right? So you waste a lot of weed rolling blunts, or you have to have a very skillful person who is capable of rolling joints.
Did you see, by the way, Snoop's joint roller got a raise because of inflation?
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. I don't know what the numbers were, but
yeah.
He got like a 10% pay increase. Good for him.
Yeah, but just that general point being, 3 pounds is not a lot, and it's definitely not intent to sell. when you made $10 million last year, 3 pounds, I was like...
Yeah, I did hear Drew say that, and I did agree with him. It's like,
that's it?
He's not selling weed.
Like, I hope y'all get a chance to see shrink-wrapped, a pound of shrink-wrapped weed.
I know.
It's... If Kid Rock... If you heard Kid Rock had 3 pounds of shrink wrapped weed, you'd be like, we got a show tonight?
It was for breakfast.
Johnny Depp, they had Johnny Depp on trial talking about all he does is smoke weed with his friends and play guitar. And did you see the smirk on his face?
Yeah, and nobody blinked an eye in there. It's like, well, yeah.
Are you not living?
It was like, you don't?
A friend of mine told me he was going to get a pound, and he was going to start a fire in his home, in the fireplace. And he was going to throw the pound in there and close the vents.
Dexter says, I go through a pound of weed a week. Oh, like a hot box house?
Yeah. I don't know if you go through a pound a week. With your boys. And you must be a bad roller.
This is why I said what I said the other day.
Allegedly.
And I did not feel bad about it at all. I was doing the show with Blankenbaker, and John Bowl was like, well, Steve, what do you think about, like, do you think I've ever, you know, got one of the listeners or something? And I'm like, maybe on our midday show. And he was like, I'm like, oh, no, it's not uncomfortable. I'm like, we just... Text line, we have a lot of weed smokers.
We have a wide range.
And then as I read, and then we'll get to our phone call. As I read through.
Nikki.
Blunts are too much work. I can roll 10 joints at the same time. Give me a fat joint rolled in 1.5 paper.
That's better, yes.
Yeah.
But, okay, the problem with what I just told you is because basketball players, in general, big hands. Big fingers, you have difficulty, allegedly, they have difficulty with whatever those little papers are, I don't know what they're like, paper mache things, like the little white paper. Montrez has huge hands.
He should have did what Willie Williams did.
I'm listening.
Ate it.
Listen.
Tom Jarrett was like, get him out of here. He was on, poor Willie Williams was on one strike deal coming here already from Miami, you know, and it was like he got pulled over and ate the weed while the cop was walking up. Yeah, he's like, get him the freak off this campus right now.
Montrez looked over at his at the passenger and said, I ain't eating this weed, fool. I'll be back for court. Man, sit down somewhere. You're like, just sit over there and shut up. Let me handle this.
That's why you don't hang out with guys like me. I'd have panicked.
Now you're
I'm eating the plastic. Now, I would have ate that vacuum pack like a sandwich.
Grass spilling out your mouth.
Well, also, let's be real. They see Steve in the car, but like, you boys go right home.
No, I don't know.
I'll be like, hey.
Not with trans drivers. Listen, yeah, like, not yet, no.
Listen, no.
Y'all are coots.
There's two ways.
You're the supplier, actually.
There's two ways this weed can enter my body. We're going to try both.
The entrance and the exit.
Listen, Nikki, if Steve was sitting next to Trez, they would assume that Steve was the supplier.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So that's the one time Steve in Richmond's like, yeah, you're cornbread. I mean, allegedly.
Yeah.
You're affiliated with somebody. Okay.
Oh,
so,
dear God.
What are we talking about now?
We have a phone call.
Good. Say, oh.
And a very deserved one. And now I feel bad because when you said what you said, I almost was like, I don't agree with that.
No,
you know, maybe the Kentucky game, but now you've got answers.
So go ahead. Ethan Moore,
this is all you,
for
buddy.
Joining us on 93.9. Fire away, my man.
Good morning, gentlemen. It's a tough transition after that last segment.
Yeah, fair enough. Speaking of uncomfortable topics.
I wanted to just, give you the full context. I'm not going to shy away that I'm a pessimistic fan and / media member.
Why?
But I do think I do. Well, I'll explain, though. I think the full context is, you mentioned the Petrino year and Lamar won the Heisman, but you left out, I was singing the team's praises when we were 9-1 and number 5 in the country. I just couldn't gloss over the fact that we lost the last three games of the year in very disappointing fashion. 27.5-point favorites to our arch rival on our home field, looking listless against LSU in the bowl game there. And I think, you know, it's important to, you know, to assess the full context of that stuff. I mean, since 2013, we won the national championship. 2014, we went to the Sweet 16, lost to our arch nemesis, of course, 2015 Elite Eight. But after that, we just haven't had a lot of stuff to be positive about, in my opinion. We've had glimpses, Donovan Mitchell, Damian Lee, Trey Lewis. But on top of all that, the last 2 years of basketball, you have a team that failed to make the tournament and then one of the worst teams in recent history. There's nothing to be happy about with that. Now, with KP, I think this gets lost, guys, in whether it be social media or just discussion. You can be excited and happy that KP is a coach and still have concerns about the lack of a true guard outside of L. Ellis on the roster and just 9 scholarship guys in the middle of gym. If you would have rewinded, you know, after, you know, and I was positive with Hunley Hatfield, with getting Devin Ree, and then also with KP keeping Kamari Lance. But if you would have just, if we can rewind like 2 months and you would say, hey, in the middle of June, we're not going to have any new additions, we're only going to have one true guard, that, you know, that elicits some concern. But that doesn't mean that you're overly negative. It doesn't mean that you're against KP or you're a hater by any stretch. It just means, hey, I'm excited for the future, but in the short term, you know, the off season hasn't gone as well in terms of backcourt recruiting as we all would have assumed.
Let me ask you this. If he would have stretched out the coaching staff across the entire summer and stretched out the Brandon Huntley Hatfield across the entire summer, like, would that have changed your perception of how good or bad the offseason has been?
Yes. I mean, the coaching staff, home run. The press conferences, home run. I mean, you can't not listen to KP and then not get excited for the future.
Did it hurt? But what I'm asking is, did it hurt him to do everything so fast?
Well, see, I would argue that the coaching staff, Marcus, I would argue that the coaching staff getting assembled wasn't very fast. I mean, you had to wait some with Nolan Smith with Duke, but there was like a 3 or 4 week span where they didn't get the other assistant coaches. And that's when, you know, I wasn't really concerned, guys, until like the beginning of June. Because, you know, we're told to trust the process and be patient. And I would argue that Louisville basketball fans have been the most patient college basketball fans in the last decade. and I get that, and I was. But I just feel like also the concern is real about the lack of backcourt recruiting. So to answer your question, Marcus, yes. Had we gotten news and recruits continuously throughout the summer, I think those concerns would have been not as vocal or as loud, but we still have to have, you know, some guards. I want the team to make the tournament. I think a reasonable expectation in KP's first year is just to make the tournament, be in the top 68. Missing the tournament the last 2 years for Louisville basketball is inexcusable, and I think the KP and his coaching staff have enough talent to do that. This roster, you can make an argument, is not tournament capable yet. It's certainly early, but you have to get some other guards. You know, and the fact that KP said, you know, on a national podcast weeks ago that he's looking for, you know, a couple of guards and another wing, and we haven't added those guys yet, is cause for concern. But still, at the same time, you can still be excited and, you know, and looking forward to the future of Louisville basketball under KP.
Ethan, that was well said, well stated. I still believe you're eternal pessimist.
Listen,
and I'm going to continue to give you a hard time.
But listen, at the end of the day, we all want U of L to return to its winning ways on the field and on the court. And I think at the end of the day, we could all agree on that.
Ethan, I will say this. I'm glad you said that. That was the most important thing you said, because that is my number one qualifier for you. I still know you want the absolute, like, you would rather be wrong about Louisville than, you know, than hurt the program. So I do.
100%.
Yeah, okay. 100%. I will set you apart from other people I discuss, because I do know you want what's best for the program, even if we get there a different ways.
It's all good, guys. As always, enjoy the show.
Facts.
Appreciate you, man.
Ethan, man, I appreciate you jumping in. We'll take a quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.
Good morning. I'm Nick Valvano. The Sports Center update brought to you by Union Restaurant and Game Yard, the best patio food, drinks, and games. Danny Manning, he joined the drive yesterday with Mark Ennis. One of the things talked about was what some of the goals are this offseason for Cardinal men's hoops.
We're not looking ahead. We're not trying to figure out what's down the road. We're trying to win every possession. And that's the mindset that we're incorporating with these guys and all the drills that we're doing. The drills that we're doing, the attention to detail. We're taxing these guys. We're putting them through a really good workout, and they're really having to dig down deep to fight through it. And that's the message to all those guys. Hey, we know it's tough. It's supposed to be tough, but we want to know that you're going to be able to fight through adversity as we continue to move forward.
Full interview on the podcast center, ESPNLouisville.com. In the NBA, former Cardinal and current Charlotte Hornet Montrezl Harrell facing a felony drug charge in Kentucky after police said they found 3 pounds of marijuana in his car during a traffic stop. This according to the Charlotte Observer. Harrell was pulled over by a Kentucky state trooper near Richmond around 10 a.m. on May 12th. Wrapping up on the diamond, the Reds, they topped the D-backs last night 5-4 today. Well, tonight, actually, they'll wrap that series. Reds at Diamondbacks, 9-10. Coverage will begin over on ESPN 680, 105.7. More Middays with Marcus Maben next. I'm Nick Valvano. This is SportsCenter.
It's a lot.
Let's do something funky one time.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on.
One of y'all gonna be messing with me. I got two bad bros gonna be rubbing my feet. I got three young hitters that double set the heat. And all y'all ain't got nothing on me.
Now
one of y'all gonna be messing with me. I got two bad bros gonna be rubbing my feet. I got three young hitters that double set the heat. And all y'all ain't got nothing on me.
Okay, put your hands up. It's the anthem. Smiling cause I'm young, rich, black, and I'm handsome. Not to mention wealthy, body on a healthy. Young millionaire, what really can you tell me, smell me, boy, that Chanel cologne. I'm in Europe with the tourists when I sell your phone. She like,
ooh, sound like rich brother problems. Uh-huh. I hit the bad chick with a fist full of condoms. Yeah. In the randomness of risky menages, like it, she can get what she want if it's fits then.
flowing it. My drip like a fauci. She told me she was preggo. I ain't even take the mother.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Smith Jason, Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 station. Big time recruiting weekend for the football staff coming up.
What did I miss?
Nikki's selection in music. It's like, Nikki, I give
just popped in my head.
I give you some nice southern trap music, and you just go get lyricists.
So with Anderson .Paak.
Did you go back and listen to the words?
Yeah, I made sure that it was the live performance, so that way it wasn't dirty.
That means, like, okay.
They say yo and hitters instead of
have you
bitch and n-words.
Why would you even do that just now?
You're the worst.
You are just, there's no way you're going to survive a year of radio.
Nope.
From this point forward.
And Jason's coming in, our guy Jason, and there's just, it's going to get awkward because I like Jason so much. And he's a big Louisville fan.
He is a great.
You know
dude.
What's been awesome?
I know, he's a good dude.
I don't know if you've seen this.
He's got an incredible voice too. He's got the best. He has.
Right, and he's a Louisville fan.
Yeah. Well, hey, I'm a Louisville fan, but
you okay?
But he's got better pipes than like the best pipes a producer has ever had here was Magic Mike, in my humble opinion.
I would agree.
I mean, I got okay pipes, but yeah. I know when I've been bested. Magic bested me.
You have the best
ass.
Singular.
Jason has the most amazing.
Have y'all heard the
you're done.
Yeah, I'm just gonna.
David decided you were done.
I'm just gonna mute myself.
You're
like,
done.
Like around the horn, just boop.
Have y'all heard the when they take out the instruments of singers, and it's just by itself, just a cappella?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like Nikki chose something that was like almost a cappella.
Mm-hmm.
So you can like actually.
To be fair, it only said the F word once.
They never said it.
Did say it.
But
at the end, when you were letting it roll.
What?
Yeah.
But the content, just the direction of the content was way.
I'm going back and I'm checking.
Go back and check.
Just don't do it on the air. So
that's fun.
We had Danny Manning locally.
It was all clean. I went back to the tape.
Okay,
that was all right,
fair enough. Fair enough.
It was the content.
Fair enough.
What was the Danny Manning thing? I didn't check it out.
My heart just fell to my butthole.
State your business. What you doing here? State your business, Bob. State your business. What's going on in here? Nope. Don't run out. State your business. State your business.
It's right important.
Now. This is what we do. State your business.
It was important.
It's super important. I was just given the take that the Masters is overrated. That's it.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Okay. Masters is overrated. Right, I like
why am I sending you the text?
That was just
Masters is overrated.
Just the take. That was his take.
In the middle of this awesome show.
I like it.
Masters.
That's funny. He's tripping. Texture said also. You know, Texture said it was not clean.
It was clean. I'm looking at the
text. I'm fighting you.
The content wasn't clean.
Oh my god! Really?
Keep on going, Nikki.
Oh really?
Just keep it up. Yeah, keep it up, Nikki.
Please.
I mean, but did you? Come.
She does this. Water dripping down the faucet when I do this, and just.
They play this on television. Television has way stricter standards than we do.
What show was that? Tester said. Definitely said the F word.
It was from the BET Hip-Hop Awards from 2019. That's network cable! That is TV-14 at worst. I did
Texan
recon.
Said it was not clean.
It was too! He said
the last
mother,
five
mother.
Seconds.
It has lyrics under it. I went and listened.
Totally said mother blanker.
He said mother, mother. Anderson .Paak did that very well. He's a phenomenal lyricist.
Did Michael Jordan push off in the NBA Finals? That's what they're talking about on ESPN.
Yeah.
First take right now.
Yeah. Real quick, were you just sitting around watching the BET Awards from 2019?
And that popped in your head?
No, that song popped into my head. It just did. I like that song. And I knew that there was a – I went to play the edited version, and it didn't sound good. So I knew that I've seen that, the BET Awards, and he did it on Jimmy Kimmel too, I think. So I was trying to find a live TV version where I know that they
– There is nothing on BET that I'm going to want to hear on this show.
Texture says
– Fair enough.
Nothing.
Nick, not clean.
It was clean.
Texture said, and let's see.
I'm not mad at the Texan because you guys helped me out.
I love Nick, but he is just the whitest.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Somebody said, Texture's a fool of it. I got your back, Nikki.
Thank you.
Texture said, I heard the F word.
No, you didn't.
BET Awards. Oh, God. On God, it said mother effa.
He said mother.
Somebody put it on God.
But, yeah, they put it on God, Nick. I said, this song is fire. Great play, Nikki.
Thank you. All right. I can't believe I'm doing this, but I'm doing it.
We're not playing it again.
No, I'm going to the part where they... Please let me vindicate myself.
This dude was raised by text messages. You're in denial, Nick. It definitely dropped an F-bomb. MJ did push off. They can curse on cable, by the way, Nick.
What are we going to do about about Draymond Green?
Nothing.
Just watch it happen.
Just let it happen. Nothing.
I don't know what to do about
until
that.
Until they do something, nobody's going to do anything.
Nobody's going to stop Draymond Green. He's just
until
like
it
the
causes a, until it causes a beef.
Until he gets smacked in the mouth.
Yeah.
God. Jocelyn says, leave Nikki alone.
Leave Nikki alone.
With permission. I play the sound and vindicate myself, Marcus?
You probably got a different version now.
No, so, I don't.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Nobody. Go ahead, Nick. Play your clean version.
Nobody's going to believe you.
Yeah, go ahead. Let's hear it.
See, she told me she was pregnant. I ain't even take the mother out my pocket.
Hold on the opposite.
Nikki.
Mother.
Clearly says the F word.
Mother.
Nikki, it clearly says the F word.
Nikki, really quick. Can you excuse yourself? We have somebody that really needs to... deliver something.
Yeah. Go answer the door.
It's just your check, Nikki. Don't worry about it. Yeah. It's
cool. It doesn't say the F word.
I know.
Hey.
It doesn't matter.
But go with it.
Everybody go with it.
Keep going with it.
Everybody, yeah. Please. Just.
We're going to make him think he's insane. He's gonna be like, oh, my God.
Okay, so big recruiting weekend. What do you need to happen over here at the complex? We got football camps going on right now.
I think so.
Look packed. Starbucks is packed.
No, it is. It is. It's a real big weekend. I mean, you got 13, 14 four stars, and you got a couple five stars. One of them already committed. The other one, you know, I mean, Reuben Owens is still, I think, a little bit of a stretch, but it's a possible. It's not a visit. It's cute. This is legit. You can get him.
Is he going to be here this weekend?
Yeah. Yeah. So, and he's been out in Vegas with
our guy.
Yeah. You know, that guy that we got the quarterback. Pierce Clark.
That's running all the recruiting efforts.
Texture says, Nick clearly says the F word. Clearly says the F word.
It does.
Run it back one more time, Nick. Clearly says the F word. See? Now that's Nikki, more of the version.
You don't hear that?
You don't clearly says the F word, dude. What are you not hearing?
You don't hear that?
What are you not hearing?
Says mother.
You're playing the F word on the air over and over again.
You need to delete that, Nikki. You don't hear that?
You're going to get us canceled.
Who
says Prego?
No.
Nikki.
For the love of God, Drew, somebody. I'm going to call. Somebody go get canned.
That's enough, Nikki.
Now you got. I actually dropped the audio. He doesn't
you
say
you obviously
mother
don't
ever.
Understand the slang or something, man, because
you
like
don't
it
hear
is
that?
Clearly. You just played the F word on the air seven times.
You guys are messing with me.
No.
Do you think Marcus, Steve, and the entire text line is saying the same thing?
This is a cable performance. They bleeped out a swear word earlier. He says mother. You could say mother last time I checked.
Call the radio police.
My son,
oh, my God.
Fired live on TV or live on radio. Can we get Somebody just wants another song.
It's in closed captioning.
Somebody said, what the blank, Nick? Stop. My kids are listening.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
See, but everyone enjoy your last day of midday.
When you trust... When
Nikki,
you trust
kids censors, are listening to this show.
When you trust censors, and what do you call them? What's the Facebook police, Steve? The what do you call it? The Facebook police?
Yeah, the fact checkers.
Yeah, fact checkers. Yeah, so Nikki thinks the fact checker on YouTube cannot go wrong and clearly can't hear with his own
mother.
It says, FCC is coming for you, Nikki V. Now I absolutely...
Jack even knows it. Just like, dude, you.
Thank you, Jack. I know Jack's even running in here. Like, bro, you gotta stop.
You are gonna take the station down.
Holy cow!
You are literally gonna take
somebody
the station
said
down.
Rest in peace to middays.
I know. So who sent you?
Golly, bro.
Jack even says, like, when another
he
producer...
doesn't say it. This is like Green Needle, like Space Monkey or whatever the hell the thing was. Like, he doesn't say.
No, it's like Mother Blanker, not Space Monkey.
You can't hear that?
Because he's not saying it! That's why I don't hear it!
Fact checkers is Nick runs Nikki's life. They even have the...
Jeez.
Does he realize...
Now Pat's texting me pissed off.
He says, mother. Now, that's listen, what he says.
If Andy texts, you're done.
Okay, now I'm pissed off.
Somebody said, Nick, stop. You're my buddy, and I'm not trying to see you get fired. Well, there goes my favorite radio.
Fines coming.
Do we have a...
Bullies.
I mean, dude, get an interview or something. Can we play Danny Manning or something? How long is Danny Manning?
I heard it was a great interview.
Yeah, I'll grab it.
Because there are, like, serious pissed off parents on here right now that I know.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that are throwing a fit.
Oh, man, I'm genuinely sorry, but he's not saying
Well, they're
it.
Genuinely angry.
He does not say
Listen,
it.
Listen, I'm sorry. I don't know if you didn't
sounds
have enough
like he says it.
We're friends growing up.
We're generally you going to get the show
sound
canceled.
That way. I don't know if it's one of those things. I don't know if you don't like Lamar Jackson either because you couldn't understand how he talked. Like, I don't know where you're going with that. But, like, dude, it was clearly that.
Says mother.
Jesus God.
He's Anderson Paak. He's very good
with
lyricists.
Well, Pat said he's got 3 phone calls already.
Really? Great.
Yes. So.
Fantastic.
It's been an awesome, awesome run, Steve. Hey, Steve.
Yeah, it was fun. It was good. God, you got big hands, dude. You just forget you're a D1 athlete. Like, man, I'm like, golly, man. Like,
for those listening on the radio, we just shook hands like as a goodbye.
I mean, and
party.
I'm a big dude. So, like, you just forget. Like, people shake my hand and they're like, hey, man. I'm like, golly. It's like when the first time I was a sophomore in high school and dapped up Rondo. He was at Cougarama.
Right.
And I
Have
remember,
you seen him hold a basketball?
Yes. Yeah, he was a year older than me, and I was like, dude. He like,
Nikki, I hope you.
It was just after a game. I didn't really dap him up. It was just after a game. Like, good game.
And we have to get to the door. So
somebody said, I hope Nick can walk dogs.
Okay, we're good.
I am going to miss you guys.
Do you have Danny Manning?
Yeah, I'll pull it up.
We're done.
I said I deleted my ESPN app.
We're just done. We are finished.
Yeah. Like, oh, God. Oh, God.
The Grim Reaper.
Here comes
the Grim Reaper.
Let me email it twice.
Now you screwed up, buddy.
The Grim Reaper comes down. Listen, Patty Ice is like, you remember the first Hard Knocks when the dude comes down the hallway like,
God, I need you to turn in your playbook. Nick, we're going to need to see you in the office there.
He did this last week too, boys.
Oh, no.
Yes. Why can't I hear myself? Am I super low?
No, you're super loud, actually.
What the hell's going on over here?
It's untelling. See, that's what we're saying.
Anyways, so he did this last week during the V show.
Okay.
And he starts playing a song, and it's my mother effing boy. I'm like, Nick, you have to dump that. He goes, why? It just said the F word. So this is, we're not waiting for 3 strikes. This is 2 strikes. What we're doing. He's not allowed to play songs with words anymore.
Oh, man.
I'm just saying, yeah,
we
can't
do
this. Instrumentals only.
It's terrible.
That's 2 weeks in a row.
We have to go instrumentals.
Yes. Instrumentals only until he can prove he can't play songs
I get
with
it.
The F word.
I think we should put Nick. Oh, yeah.
Nick Swain's hands.
Yeah, I think Nick should be punished. And in return, our listeners, you're going to be punished.
That's why we
because
started,
of Nick.
That's why we started selection or suggestion in the first
yeah.
place.
Yeah.
Texas has free trash.
Man, bro, that's bad.
And if they send in suggestions or selections, you know.
I know. Yeah. No, listen. And by the way, Pat, that is a top-notch shirt.
Thank you.
That is awesome.
Thank you, dude. I stay rocking the clearance rack.
That was that's amazing. The Mud Dogs from the Water
Boy. It says Bobby Boucher in the back of it, too.
It's pretty gnarly. Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
So, look.
That's legit, man.
With Andy being out this week, they left me in charge. And
see, what a bad week to mess up, Nick.
I'm not going to fire the dude. I'm just saying what we need to do is instrumentals for now on. That's what we're supposed to be doing anyways. If you can't find the instrumental,
Pat,
you're only supposed to play 30 seconds of songs with words.
Listen, who's really in charge around here, you or Louis Rabeau?
Who the hell's Louis Rabbit? You like that, don't you?
I'm the leader and commander and general.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't have did that.
Is Nikki coming back to you better not be deleting all the
do
the
you
bad
have
audio.
You should be. Do you have
Nikki, are you going back and deleting all the audio from
we're
the last-
trying to give Pat and them some major love. They had Danny Manning for the 37th time. Can we play the Danny Manning interview, Nick?
Do you know how much effort Pat put in to acquire Danny Manning for
it
this
was,
radio
no,
station.
It was awesome. Like, it was really, really good. I'm like,
we try to pass it along. He gets Josh Hurd, Danny Manning.
There's a lot of people that are able to listen in the middle of the day that don't get to listen later. And I'm like, that was like, I was listening and like, dang, that's a really good interview.
He said, we're 5 seconds. Is that like the play out 5 seconds, which means 25 seconds before we get to the 5 seconds?
Manning joins us. Danny, thank you so much for making time for us, man. How's everything going? How's transition to Louisville going for you?
Thank you very much. Excited to be here. Transition is going okay. You know, we've been out on the court with the guys, and we're trying to follow the lead of KP and Coach Payne and what he wants these guys to understand, the effort level and the energy level that he's going to demand that they play for. We're just trying to get that baseline down. And the guys are doing a really good job of attacking it with good understanding and good energy that is going to be necessary for us to have any type of success as we move forward.
Yeah, give us some impressions then, maybe, of having a chance to be around the guys. Obviously, you're coming into a situation like this. Things didn't go great, you know, last year, so things have got to improve. But it's a clean slate sort of for everybody. Maybe just some of your initial impressions of the guys and what you've been able to do with them so far.
Well, right now, the message from Coach Payne is we want you guys to understand you need to be uncomfortable and be comfortable with that, because we're pushing them to the limit. We're trying to get them to get out of their comfort zone. And, you know, that takes time when you're asking somebody to push themselves in a manner that they've never done that before. And so that first week that we went through the workouts, we had some guys do really good, and we had some guys that had to get a little bit better. And the start of this week, guys have gotten better. They have a better understanding of what Coach Payne is wanting to accomplish when we step out there on the court. And that's the main thing right there, is continue to push. We know every day you're not going to be working at 100%. Nobody does, but give us the best that you have for that particular day. And our guys are starting to understand that. And then also getting to hear Coach Payne's voice and understanding the attention to detail that they're going to have to play with, also competing at a high level.
Danny, how about just learning? You talk about the players, you know, sort of learning to do things differently, that sort of thing. Just your experience now of having to learn what Kenny wants, and you guys as coaches maybe working together for the first time, your impressions on how that's going so far.
You know, it's very easy. You know, Coach Payne goes out there on the court and he says, this is what we're doing, and then that's what we do. In that regard, you know, that's like any other team I've ever been a part of. The head coach says, this is the direction that we're doing, and everybody falls in line. So that's it. So, you know, KP has a lot of different drills that he likes to incorporate and use, and some of these drills are new to some of us, and some have seen some of them, but it's just a matter of us repeating what KP is saying, stressing the fundamentals, stressing attention to detail, and making sure that those guys are pushing themselves every rep that they step out there on the court.
Yeah, you know, Danny, I know that you've talked about this a little bit with Jeff Greer when you did his podcast, and everyone, I'm sure, in one way or another is asking you about, hey, there's like one guard on this team right now, and you sort of, you know, I've spoken to, hey, we might play with some lineups that don't look traditional, you know, and that sort of thing with who you've got on the roster. But for people with heartburn who are like, what are they going to do at guard, you know, for this upcoming year? What are your impressions of the guys so far? What do you say to those folks?
Well, I mean, we're still a work in progress, right? We don't play our first game until when? So there's a little bit of time left. And, you know, the biggest thing for us is when we go through the recruiting phase is we have to make sure we're bringing in young men that are fit for KP and his style of play and what we want from them on the court and off the court. And we're not going to rush into a decision. KP has said that and stressed that to our staff many, many times, is we got to make sure that we have a really good feel and we got to vet the process before we bring anybody into our family. And that's just the mindset and of what we're trying to accomplish. We do have some guys out there that if you talk about traditional positions and you put it height-based, it might be a little bit different than what you see this year. We have great length. We have great athleticism because we have a lot of guys that are long and athletic. But, you know, that doesn't mean they can't play in different places on the court. So, you know, there'll be times that, you know, KP will have an opportunity to put out some really, really long athletic lineups out there on the court where, you know, you might have a point guard, if you will, and everybody else could be 6'6 or taller or 6'7 or taller. So a lot of it's just going to depend on the game, the matchup, understanding scouting report, injuries, and foul trouble as well.
What sorts of things do you want to see from guys right now? Like, I know this time of year, this is sort of the rudimentary stuff. You're focusing on getting in shape, sort of learning each other and all that sort of thing. But just what sorts of things do you want to see the players that are going to be the heart and soul of this team next year accomplishing now? What's the calendar like now, right this time of year?
Right now, it's all about an attacking mindset. Attacking mindset, knowing that every time that you step out there on the court, you're trying to help us win that possession. We're not looking ahead. We're not trying to figure out what's down the road. We're trying to win every possession. And that's the mindset that we're incorporating with these guys and all the drills that we're doing. The attention to detail. We're taxing these guys. We're putting them through a really good workout, and they're really having to dig down deep to fight through it. And that's the message to all those guys. Hey, we know it's tough. It's supposed to be tough, but we want to know that you're going to be able to fight through adversity as we continue to move forward.
Has anyone pleasantly surprised you, or has anyone sort of made an impression on you sort of positively? I know you talked about just learning how hard they've got to go, you know, and that sort of thing, but has anybody made a truly positive impression on you so far?
There's no general names or specific names I guess I'm going to throw out to you. I think the biggest thing for me that I've really enjoyed is the guys are picking each other up. You know, you might have a bad rep, and you got somebody that said, hey, I'll pick it up this rep. You get it back the next one. I've enjoyed seeing that. I've enjoyed seeing the camaraderie of the guys cheering each other on, watching guys, you know, whether you're having a good day, a bad day, a good drill, a bad drill, you made a shot, you missed a shot, you're able to gather energy and juice and air from your teammates because of their support to you or from you vocally.
We're talking with Danny Manning here on The Drive on the Thunderbolt. Danny, how difficult is it for you guys as coaches to watch NCAA rules in particular sort of change so dramatically, so quickly, and to incorporate that and sort of make sure you don't sort of cross anything, obviously, that you're not supposed to do, but just how differently recruiting and NIL and just how loud we kind of get to be about money and endorsements and all that stuff now compared to just a few years ago. How difficult is that, has that been, for you guys on the recruiting trail here as things change this fast?
The landscape of college athletics has changed dramatically with name, image, and likeness. It's changed dramatically with student athletes being able to transfer and immediately be eligible. So, you know, there are a lot of things that we're navigating right now, but we're no different than any other team that's out there. I think when we bring somebody to the table that we have interest in and they have interest in us, it's a great conversation that they have with KP or Coach Payne, if you will, about what he expects from them day in and day out. And then everything else falls into place. You know, we got to make sure that we're bringing in young people that have a thirst, have a hunger, have a love for the game, and have a understanding and desire to want to get better and improve. And then from there, everything falls into place. Now, you know, there are going to be a lot of kids out there that receive a lot of NLI money, but that doesn't make them love the game anymore. And, you know, so you got to make sure that you bring it in guys that have that internal drive, that internal desire to want to go out and to accomplish great things or maximize your potential as close to the ceiling as you can get. Those are the type of young people we want to bring into our program. And it's not just on the court. We want to help prepare them for life after they leave here as well. You know, a lot of times for us as coaches, success is when we get a phone call from a young man that says, hey, I have this going on in my life, or I just got a promotion, or I just had my first kid, or my first kid just started school. You know, those are the types of things that we really enjoy sharing and hearing about from our former players. And so a lot of it also is off the court, how we're going to carry ourselves, how we're going to act, and things of that nature. So it's an all-around situation for us where we want what's best for our young people on and off the court.
Coach, do these kids know about Danny and the Miracles? You had to school them a little bit.
Oh, that was a long time ago. I don't know what that's for. I leave that alone. We've been fortunate enough as a staff to, you know, we tell them we've been fortunate enough as a staff to know the road ahead, and we're coming back from that road, and we just want to give these guys, hey, look out for this pitfall over here, or take this road when you get to it. So, you know, a lot of it for us is just playing it forward from all the people that helped us get to the situation, the position that we're in right now.
Last one before we let you go here. Danny, you've been in multiple places that are crazy for college basketball. Just give us maybe your thoughts overall on Louisville so far, and what you've how you've enjoyed the city of Louisville and the little bit you've been able to enjoy at least so far.
I've really enjoyed the city of Louisville. You know, it's you know, being in the ACC before, the amount of support and energy that you receive from this community is really special. And it's not like this at a lot of places. You know, Louisville means something to a lot of people that come to the Yum Center and support our team. And not just the basketball teams, across the board. I mean, you know, I had a chance to be a part of the baseball deal this last couple of weekends and support that they had. Our women's basketball program is outstanding. Volleyball is outstanding. So, you know, across the board, that's one thing all of our student athletes will share with each other. The amount of support that they get from this community is really special and makes it unique to be a part of the Louisville athletic program in general. But, you know, for us, we want to make sure that our community understands that we appreciate it, and we're going to be a part of the community with our community engagement activity to let them know that we are a part of this community.
Well, Danny, thank you so much for the time. As always, man, look forward to talking to you guys again as we get closer to the season. Bye. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Well, there you have it. Danny Manning on the drive yesterday. Check it out, GE Appliance Podcast Center at ESPNLouisville.com. Have a great Tuesday, everybody. Mother, mother.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.